This call is being recorded.
This call is being recorded.
Good morning, and thank you for joining our call. My name is Pamela Merritt, and I am the co-founder and co-director of Repro Action, a direct action organization formed to increase access to abortion and advance reproductive justice. The purpose of today's event is to provide an update on the status of Wisconsin's Unborn Child Protection Act, commonly known as Act 292, and information about Repro Action's new Wisconsin Fights 292 campaign to fight back against that regressive policy. Act 292 allows Wisconsin to accuse certain women of unborn child abuse. Under this law, the state can take certain pregnant women into custody, appoint a lawyer for her embryo or fetus, and lock the woman up in a drug treatment program, mental hospital, or jail, regardless of whether drug treatment is really needed. That's wrong. Wisconsinites deserve better, and Repro Action is proud to partner with national advocates for pregnant women to fight back. NAPW is generously funding Repro Action's work in Wisconsin to educate the public and those vulnerable to enforcement of Act 292 about continued enforcement of the law, train Wisconsinites on how to take nonviolent direct action, and organize communities to fight back and demand change. Today, you will be hearing from Nancy Rosenblum, Director of Legal Advocacy for National Advocates for Pregnant Women, who will explain the history of Act 292 and where things currently stand legally. You'll also hear from Natalie Newman, who is a Repro Action's Wisconsin organizer, and who will explain her role and how Wisconsinites can get involved. After our speakers, there will be time for questions, so I ask that everyone hold their questions until that time. Without further ado, I'm honored to introduce Nancy Rosenblum, Director of Legal Advocacy for National Advocates for Pregnant Women. Nancy.
Thanks, Pamela. We're happy to be on the call. Any questions that people have. I'm sorry to raise that logistical point.
It's okay. I'm going to mute myself now, Nancy. Go ahead and...
Thank you. Terrific. So National Advocates for Pregnant Women has been involved in the fight against Act 292 since it was proposed back in 1996. And our organization knew that, as did all the medical organizations and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families itself, that this law was a bad idea at the time it was proposed. When women are pregnant, they should not be taken into custody by juvenile courts, locked up, threatened, etc. There's really no basis for that. And every medical and public health group has said publicly over and over that the best thing for women who do have a substance use disorder, and many of the women caught up in this law do not, the best thing is confidential and accessible treatment made available. Wisconsin has treatment available, and the fact that the state has said, specifically the governor and the attorney general, we need this law to be able to get women into treatment is simply not correct. So over the years, National Advocates for Pregnant Women has tried to assist a few of the women who became known publicly as having been subjected to the law. The reason that I say a few who were able to be known publicly is that the law is set up to be confidential, so that the proceedings are confidential. This law is part of the Wisconsin Children's Code, and by doing that, the legislature made sure that everything about Act 292 is secret, including the court proceedings. So it is very difficult for any members of the public or anyone else to identify that proceedings are going on or to monitor them, to know how many cases there are. Through the litigation that we brought, through the case we brought challenging the law on behalf of a woman from Wisconsin, we were able to find out that in over 10 of the 20 years the law has been in effect, that is for half the time there were more than 3,300 cases screened in by child protective agencies alleging what is called unborn child abuse in Wisconsin. And almost 500 of those were found substantiated for child maltreatment, meaning that further action was taken against women. And it's important to know that the law's language is so confusing and vague that a federal court, with a lot of evidence in front of it, found it was unconstitutional because nobody could know, especially the people who are enforcing the law, nobody could know who comes under it. And in fact, even though the state says it only applies to women who are using drugs to a severe degree and are going to harm their babies, which is not proven by any science, the state says that, but in fact, the people we know about who've been subjected to the law are not people who were, some of them were even people who were not using any drugs at all, but had a history in the past of drug use. So several efforts have been made over the years to try and get rid of this law. There is some sentiment in the legislature to overturn it. So we are proud to be working with Repro Action and our other allies in Wisconsin in the effort to undo this law. One quick word on the court case that we brought, along with the Perkins Coie Law Firm in Madison and also the NYU Reproductive Justice Clinic at NYU Law School, National Advocates for Pregnant Women sued on behalf of a woman named Tamara Lacher, who lived in Wisconsin, became pregnant, did not use any alcohol or controlled substance once she knew she was pregnant, yet she was taken into custody, confined to a hospital, ordered into residential drug treatment that she did not need, and eventually went to jail for contempt because she said, I don't need this drug treatment. I don't think I should have to go. And the county, Taylor County, that prosecuted her, supported by the state at the appeals level of the courts, said, we're going to have you held in contempt. And a judge held her in contempt, and she was sentenced to 30 days in jail. So she was monitored for the entire length of her pregnancy. She was drug tested every week. All of her drug tests were negative. She had a healthy baby. He's now 3 years old. And along the way, a federal court heard her claim, took evidence about all the thousands of women who've been affected, and made a ruling that this law was unconstitutional. Scott Walker and Brad Schimmel, the attorney general, decided to appeal. They appealed, and after they got an order, they went all the way to the Supreme Court to get an order to put the ruling on hold so they could continue to enforce this law against women, which only harms women and only harms children. And unfortunately, the appeals court did not rule on the issues in the case, did not rule on the merits in the case. Instead, they found that because Ms. Lacher herself was no longer pregnant, because she had moved out of Wisconsin, because she was harassed out of Wisconsin because of her treatment under Act 292, and because she was unlikely to again be in Wisconsin pregnant and using drugs to a severe degree, that she was not someone who had what's called the standing, the ability to challenge this law. So we tried again and asked the entire federal appeals court, all of the judges on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, to reconsider the case. They almost never do this, and they decided not to in this case. But we really felt like this was a misapplication of the law. There's very clear law with regard to pregnancy that says, because pregnancy is of such short duration, that people who even used to be pregnant and are not now can challenge laws related to a pregnancy. So we believe the court was wrong. We will keep up the fight and do everything we can to help the women who are still being subjected to this terrible law and the way that counties in Wisconsin are choosing to enforce it.
Thank you so much, Nancy. So as I said, we will have time for questions at the end of the call. So please hold those until that time. Next up, I'd like to introduce Natalie Newman, who is Repro Action's Wisconsin organizer. Natalie.
This is Natalie Newman. Repro Action will use direct action organizing and people vulnerable to enforcement of Act 292 in Wisconsin. We'll do this in a few ways, such as educational forums where people can learn more about the impact Act 292 is having on their community, handing out information about the enforcement of this law through informational pickets, training activists to take direct action, and speaking to groups and communities across Wisconsin about Act 292. By organizing direct action, we aim to raise awareness of the Unborn Child Protection Act and the hashtag WI Fights 292 campaign so the public knows exactly what's at stake, who is at risk, and how to fight back against the law. People interested in volunteering out of this campaign should go to reproaction.org to get more information. Our next event will be an informational picket in the upcoming weeks in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, details to come. For more, visit reproaction.org or contact myself directly.
Thank you so much, Natalie. So at this stage of the call, if you have questions, I'm going to unmute. And then we ask that you would please state your name and also state what publication you're calling on behalf of so that we have that on the record. Do we have any questions? I'm not hearing any questions. So if you are on mute, you might want to unmute yourself. But we'll hold on for just a minute or two. All right, hearing no questions, I would like to thank everybody for participating in the call. And at this time, we will close it out. There will be a recording available upon request. Thank you, and thank you to National Advocates for Pregnant Women and Natalie.